Sitka Tribe of Alaska is partnering with the National Park Service to manage most of the interpretation programs at Sitka National Historical Park. But Tribal Council Chairwoman Kathy Hope Erickson wonders if interpretation is the right word.
I've been joking with a lot of people about it. Why do we call it an interpretation when we're telling our own story? And so I was talking with Lisa today, and we came up with the thought that we would like to have that unit named a Tlingit name. And we're going to consult with our Cultural Resources Committee and see what we can come up with.
Lisa is Lisa Gassman, General Manager with Sitka Tribe of Alaska. They're both visibly excited to be more involved with how Sitka's history is shared, especially in a place so important to Tlingit people. Sitka National Historical Park is home to the Tlingit Fort site Shishkanu and Battleground, where the Kiksadi Tlingit clashed with Russian-led forces in 1804. The park also maintains the Russian Bishop's House as a museum, one of the oldest remaining structures of Russian America. Erickson says the tribe would lead interpretation programs in that building as well.
Our tribal people have been a big part of not only the park, but also the Orthodox Church and life with the bishop. And so we'll be able to tell it from our perspective.
This compact agreement is historic, the first in the nation in which a tribe will lead interpretation and education services for a national park. It is also precedent-setting, though the mechanisms for tribal governments to pursue park management have been in place since the 1990s. Key to this collaboration is the Indian Self-Determination and Education Assistance Act. Amended in 1994, the act now allows tribal governments to get involved with management of federal lands. If a tribe has a special historic or cultural relationship with a national park, they can pursue an annual funding agreement to run projects and programs in that park. Sitka Tribe of Alaska General Manager Lisa Gassman hopes STA's move to pursue an annual funding agreement will inspire other tribes to do the same.
I think there's been barriers. Kathy Hope mentioned there are maybe three throughout the nation that have been successful in this, Sitka tribes being, to our knowledge, the first that's program-based versus project-based. And we anticipate other tribes, though, seeing this success and wanting to start this in their area and their park as well.
Through their annual funding agreement, STA has filled some positions already. Former Deputy Director Tristan Gavon will lead operations through early next year, while Mark Sixby will serve as an education specialist. They've also hired one full-time park ranger and one seasonal park ranger. They're still looking to fill four seasonal ranger positions before training begins on April 23rd. The positions are open to all, though tribal citizens are preferred. And Gassman says the new rangers will have a new uniform, too.
And one of the things that might be a little bit different is there are going to be tribal uniforms versus the National Park Service uniforms.
It'll be a nice surprise, but one thing that for sure that will be on it is the tribal seal.
The funding agreement will need to be renewed. STA begins negotiations for that this month. Erickson and Gassman both hope for even more collaboration between the tribe and the park.
It's the beginning of a realization of a dream. I know I have some huge dreams in my head that I can't necessarily share yet, but keep your eyes open.
I think this is just one step in many that the tribe hopes to take working with the Park Service and co-management of Totem Park.
But there is a waiting period before taking this first step. The annual funding agreement is being reviewed by Congress. Should no opposition arise within a 90-day period, it will take effect on May 7th of this year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.